Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Thursday, 1st of February, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open on a flat to positive note as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a firm start for the broader index with a loss of 35 points. In the previous trading session, Sensex and Nifty rallied 1%, aided by across-the-board buying on the budget eve. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to take an immediate support at 21,527 levels, while on the higher side, it may see an immediate resistance at 21,750 levels. The big event that investors will closely track today is 2024 interim budget, as India gears up for its general elections later in the year. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the pre-election budget at the Parliament from 11 a.m. onwards. The interim budget would outline expenditures and revenues until the formation of a new government, as it helps the government to manage its financial obligations. After the Lok Sabha elections, the new government will present a full budget later in the year. Since it's an interim budget, the street is not expecting any major tax overhaul. The budget tone is likely to steer towards fiscal consolidation path as deficit reaches 55% of FY24 target. Some moderate capex announcements is also on the table, focusing on railways, infrastructure and defence sectors. Apart from that, the top stock of focus will be Paytm, after the Reserve Bank of India barred Paytm Payments Bank from onboarding new customers with immediate effect. The RBI said that no further deposits or credit transactions or top-ups shall be allowed in any customer accounts, prepaid instruments, wallets, fast tags, NCMC cards, etc. after February 29, other than interest, cashbacks or refunds which may be credited anytime. As a result, analysts at Jefferies downgraded Paytm to underperform from buy, reducing their target price by half from 1,050 to 500 rupees per share. They said that the key impact will be felt on their lending business that comprises of 20% of revenues. Jefferies also mentioned that the wallet gross merchandise volume may need to be wound down as well. Other than this, corporate earnings will continue to affect stock-specific performance. Some companies like Adani Ports, Adani Enterprises, Dr. Path Labs, Raymond, Titan will report their third quarter results. So do watch out for these names. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. Overnight, the US market stumbled after the Federal Reserve held interest rates steady while dashing hopes for interest rate cut as soon as March. The three major US stock indices were already weighed down by weakness in tech and tech adjacent mega cap stocks the day after disappointing Alphabet results. All three US indices extended their losses after the Fed's announcement and Chair Jerome Powell's subsequent press conference. The S&P 500 closed with its steepest daily loss since September 21. As expected, the FOMC left its policy rate unchanged at 5.25 to 5.5% against a backdrop of cooling inflation and a resilient economy. That said, the dollar gained on the euro and prepared losses against the yen. The dollar is on track for a 2.3% gain this month, the best month seen since September. Meanwhile, Asia-Pacific markets were trading mixed this morning, with Nikkei down 0.7% and Kospi Index up 0.8%. On the commodities front, US crude prices settled lower, pressured by low economic activity in lending, crude importer China, and a surprise build in US crude inventories. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Tanvi Kanchan of Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers, who shares her take on what markets would expect from 2024 budget. Let's listen in.
Although this is an interim budget and the full budget for the next financial year will be presented only after the new regime forms government, which is post the general election, this will still hold significance as it reiterates the focus area of the government on returning to power. The fiscal glide path has been set at deficit of 4.5% for FY26, and the government had earlier projected a deficit target of 5.9% of GDP for FY24. With the nominal GDP expected lower as per the first advance estimates for FY24 than the initial budget projection, the government is expected to tweak some expenditure in its revised estimates for FY24. The capex is likely to be lower than the budgeted estimates for a few states, as they have yet not completely utilized the capex loans granted by the center in the first installment. Also, the buoyancy of the tax revenue shall support the fiscal math. The fiscal deficit is targeted to be somewhere at a 5.3% of GDP. The interim budget is also expected to continue its weight on the capex, as India appears to be in the most advantageous position to take the benefit of China plus one opportunity that the corporates are intending to do. It is expected to improve the infrastructure status of the country and attract investments. As private sector capex is yet to pick up full swing, the government support in short term is expected to continue. Since the income tax and the tax revenue collection in terms of growth remains strong owing to the robust economic performance and also the higher collection of GST, the government may find space to increase the tax slab. The new tax regime is viewed as distinctive savings, as those deductions on investment available in the old regime do not apply for those who have opted for the new regime. In order to incentivize saving and make the new regime attractive, there are certain savings and payments that can be allowed towards deduction. Now, looking at the sectors in focus for the budget, we are looking at manufacturing to have a boost with the focus on self-reliance in the most crucial and critical sector. PLI schemes have been rolled out for different sectors to give boost to manufacturing. India has emerged as the second largest manufacturer of mobile phone devices and potential semiconductor hub. This is expected to also continue going forward. With FDI in most of the sectors being allowed under automatic route, we expect easing in some of the regulatory requirement in order to boost investment. India is expecting a USD 100 billion FDI investment coming in despite the recent slowdown. Self-reliance in terms of defense equipment manufacturing has received major boost over the last couple of years. Defense production crossed 1 lakh crore for the first time, and the exports were 16,000 crores, covering 85 countries just in the last year. This sector is also expected to receive further boost for indigenous production. Now, looking at infrastructure, the launch of National Infrastructure Pipeline and PM Gati Shakti Yojana involving investments over 150 crore has received huge budgetary support, with the central government being the major key investment driver. So roads, railways, warehousing, logistics and green energy are also likely to be the key focus areas.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.